Blog Talk Radio.
It's Sideways with Shelves and Maddie M. Every week we come to you, listen what we say. We know that life is crazy, it's a challenge every day. So sit back, relax, listen, know that we are here too. Shelves and Maddie M, this is their podcast too. Sideways, yeah, yeah, I'm Shelves, with Virginia girl, knit your eyebrows. Let me kiss, that's my focus, gotta grind, no hocus pocus. Music industry is real to me, even though I don't drink Hennessy, but I smoke the green and drink caffeine, and loyalty is everything. Chasing dreams, they chasing clouds, hold up, that's not what I'm about. Got a cancer diagnosis, and I'm watching me do the prognosis, so I can push it, as should you, take some time to listen to you. Sideways with Shelves and Maddie M, thought you knew. Maddie M, he's straight tea, he's been a long time in the industry, he's throwing weights while he opens gates, the music he doesn't hesitate. Current events, things that make sense, news and special guidance, sit back, listen, we're coming in. G&G is real to me, breadheads is the progress, cool boy, pop lock king, OG Mac drama, brick squad mafia, 1017, prophet, 1017, Yankee, break gang, just amazing gigs in 6 minutes, Malik show got a criminal, NDB, RIP strap, Matt strap, young Tay, Eloy cartel, RIP Gator, Cobra the villain, TV, 96FG, honey blunt. Oh, I'm calling all kinds of lyrics to Vision, Kitty Bed. Oh yeah, I listen to these people just so you know. Anything that I swerve to eat, I swerve. Hey, boss up, boss up.
Hello everybody, and welcome to Sideways with Shelves and Maddie M, and it is hump day, and we have missed you guys so much. It feels great to be back. Maddie.
Right? Yeah.
Welcome back. Guess who's back? Back again. Sorry, I had to do that.
So listen, guys, I don't have much time. Yeah, so thanks for tuning in. Indo is a crazy guest. He's one of my friends from like 10 years ago. So listen to his music. It's beautiful. And Shells, I miss you, girl. So anyways, yeah, it's going to be a good show, and I'm going to let you handle it, okay?
For sure, for sure. So, hey, how's the Arizona going?
It's hot. It's way too hot.
Yeah. 32 degrees here.
Yeah, you said it was cold, right? Yeah, it's cold over there. West Virginia, what up? Anyways, yeah, like I said, thanks for listening, everybody. I'm going to let Shells take over the show, and yeah. All right.
Yeah,
love you, girl.
Fucking, it's going to be my wingman for the night.
Yeah, I was thinking that, too. I think that's a good deal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, Maddie. All right,
well, tell
you said
what
safe
up.
Travels. And we will talk to you soon.
Yes,
All right. Have a good trip. Okay. Let's bring on Suck It Up. What's up, Suck It Up?
Yo, 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 yo. Of course, it's Hump Wednesday, first of all, for all the listeners out there. Sorry for the, you know, not being around. But we're here now. Thanks for tuning in. We miss you guys, too, as well. Shells, yes, how are you doing, Shells? Maddie Matt, blessings on the trip. Be safe. And, yes, what's up, Shells? How are you, Shells?
I'm good, man. I'm absolutely good, except for the fact that my son keeps beating my ass in Mortal Kombat 1. I'm a little bit pissed about that. But
Oh, you have to have a competition. Put some money up on that.
No, hell no. He is whipping my ass with Scorpion, dude. Like, seriously, he has a combo that damages me like 78% in one combo. And I'm like, holy shit.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm serious, dude. Like, and what makes me so mad is that, like, so I am the one that schooled him on Mortal Kombat. Like, I used to beat his ass all the time.
Right.
You know, because I'm
right.
An original Mortal Kombat player. You know what I mean? Like, I'm old school. So I have bought every Mortal Kombat there is. So we had the PS5, and when Mortal Kombat 1 came out, of course we got it, and he is whipping
right.
my ass over and over again.
It sounds like he's a
it's
gamer.
Very
it sounds like you got a game on your hand there.
Yeah, but I'm a gamer, so what the hell?
We're both. Both you guys are gamers. That's awesome. I love it. I love it. How about Michael? Is he playing too, or is he just like
whatever? He doesn't play Mortal Kombat, really. He does his, I don't know what it is. Like, he's got different games he plays. Rainbow Siege or something like that. I don't know. He's got all kinds of different ones he plays. But, yeah. So, listen, fuck it up. Here's the thing. Since you're going to be my wingman tonight, we have our guest Endo that's going to be coming on here in a second, right? And I know that you usually don't smoke your weed until after you do your headlines, right?
Right.
So you still have to – you can go ahead and smoke your weed, man, even after the headlines. Don't feel like you can't smoke your weed. You can smoke your weed.
Well, you know me. You know me. I'm a perfectionist, you know what I'm saying? And I just want things to be precise. You know, I think last time I did the headlines, I was high, and it didn't sound too good. You feel me? And, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It didn't sound good. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I like to do things. Right now I'm sober, just had a good day at work. Now I'm on the second job. You know, I'm on a second job. So now it's like, you know, I feel comfortable after I hit this, after I do these headlines, of course, by all means. Then, you know, then we'll see how it play out. How about that?
Sounds good. Sounds good. Casting outside. How about that? No, sorry. All right.
Ooh.
So, yeah. So go ahead. Let's hear your headlines. Look it up.
Fuck up of the week. Let's see. This week we have three headlines. First headline. Now this is out of BoardPanda.com. Security robot commits suicide in fountain because the world is terrible. Second headline.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'll send you the picture. Drunk Florida man to use a taco. These guys with these tacos as an ID after accidental setting his car on fire. Third headline.
Wait a minute. Did you say he tried to use a taco as an ID?
And accidentally setting his car on fire. I've seen it in the picture. Yes, ma'am. And
oh,
then,
my God.
Hold on. Let's say this one is funny. All right. Last headline. Police say man with no hands and no legs is armed on the run. Yeah, he's on the run. He's on the run real quick. Let me see what's going on with this guy, and I'll see you in the picture. Authorities in Florida are searching for an armed quadruped amputee who's reportedly been on the run since Tuesday, hoping to question him about his involvement in the last robbery.
Okay, so wait a minute. So mm-hmm. How would he commit the robbery is what I'm just trying to figure out. Like, if he has no arms and their legs, what do you do, hold the gun in his mouth?
I'll have to send you the damn picture. These people are crazy with these headlines. The guy, he has glasses, just a face, like a facial of him, you know what I'm saying, like a picture, like a mugshot, and then it just gives a story. It says authorities in Florida searching for an unarmed quadruple.
I would like to know how he's armed and on the run. Anyway, okay. So...
My thing, he's on the run and he ain't got no legs.
Seriously, like, that doesn't make any sense to me. Like, you would notice him, right? I mean, you would notice
him. Yeah. I'm going to see the picture. I'll have to see the picture. I'll see the picture of him.
You have to send me that picture.
And this is fuck it up, fuck it out.
Yeah. So
I can stop my
meditation. You ain't going nowhere though today because you're my wingman, man.
I know. So I can do my thing, right? I can do my thing. Yes. That's what I'm talking about. See, this is what I'm talking about. So how you been? How's everything? Are we ready for Endo or what are we doing here? What are we doing?
We are going to. I'm going to play a song by Endo real quick, and then we're going to bring him on. This is our guest,
Endo.
Now, everybody.
All right, bet.
I'm going to play one of the songs real quick, and then we're going to bring him on. Endo, you guys, and this one is called Death Jam, and then we're going to bring him on. Everybody, remember, when we're playing the music, mute your phone and unmute it when we come back on. All right. Thanks for joining us here on Sideways with Shells and Maddie M. This is Endo, Death Jam. Let's get it.
Thank you. Fucking the flight, we just got to the islands. My niggas working, got plenty of options. Passing your hoe round the block, you can't find her. But my niggas round her, real niggas surround her. You try to play with the team and you missing me. Bro, get the block, so I call him Blake Griffin. Up in the studio, winning and winning. I think my name smirk, cause the way I be grinning. Lately been seeing these diamonds and chains. Play with the gang and we busting your brain. Put my mind in focus, made it through the rain. It's only these puddles that filled with the pain. Rolling these papers till I feel insane. Now endo like EA, I stay in the game. Niggas be trying, some shit never change. I'm keeping my distance, I stay in my lane. Icon shit, I'm on some icon shit. Whip my wrist, how do he whip like this? Icon shit, I'm on some icon shit. Snap my dick, she on some Nikon shit. I'm from the future, I took her to Pluto. She coming through and we kick it like judo. Kick a bitch out, now she call me Naruto. Honestly, you know, sipping the Nuvo. You wanna know about this shit that I do though. I like to get my time busting your noodle. She got that ass and it's soft like a poodle. Only see hunters, I'm loving the blue nose. Hit the casino, the one down in Reno. She say that I'm childish, so call me Gambino. I dress my money best full of them Cinos. I smoke the package, it's smoke for Rosigo. I'm screaming fuck you like my name is CeeLo. I'm up on the edge and I'm threading the needle.
I tried to fight change. It's a waste. I see that. Now, it's a waste. You can't fight nature, Captain. You can't fight change. You can't fight.
All right. That was Endo. Let's bring Endo on, everybody. Hey, Endo. How are you?
Yo, what's going on, Shouse? What's going on, gang? How y'all feeling tonight?
We doing good. The fire right there.
What's going on?
Yeah. That was
some fire.
That Jeff
Jen. I appreciate that. Much love.
Yes, sir.
So tell us a little bit about you, and so where you from and what got you started in music.
Let's see. Let's go all the way back. My name is Endo. I'm from Baltimore, Maryland. I've been in this music thing since like 2009, honestly. So I really got into rapping, and I like telling the story, honestly, because like I had like a competition thing with my cousin at the time, whether it was like video games, whatever it may be, and stuff like that. It was always like trying to one up the next. I got a call from my cousin one day saying that my actual other cousin made a song, so I was like, okay, it was cool, but I knew I could do better, and I went to the studio that next day, recorded my very first song, and then ever since then, I've just been making music. So since 2009 to now, I'm still making music, and I'm still doing what I got to do. I met Maddie, actually, well, I'm 26 now, I should say that as well, but I met Maddie back when I was about 15, 16 years old, actually, and I met him at OG. Yeah, I met him at OG, Matt, when I was about that age, and like, back with the battle rapping and everything, when it was like, you know, trying to just battle everybody, go against everybody. I was always just taking every type of challenger kind of thing. So it became one of them things where it's like, even Mac and Maddie both can tell you, like, I got a reputation to really be in a rapper with this stuff. I just think, like, you know, everything takes its own little time and stuff like that. As much as I would love to be, you feel me, Billboard where I know I belong and stuff like that, I know it do come with a treacherous path that I just got to do my own little steps with. But that's why I'm letting everybody ahead of me right now fuck up, make the mistakes their own way, so I just don't make the mistakes when I get there.
Right. True that. I understand that.
I hear that. Yeah, that's dope. Beat. Did you do your own productions yourself?
Nah, I usually reach out to whoever got good beats and stuff like that. I never really, because it all depends on my mood at the time or whatever song it is. Like, it might not be like the exact type of song, as some producers might be able to make it. But some producers also have a knack for making it better. I don't think it's always, I mean, as much as it's good to probably have that one relationship with a producer to the point where y'all know how y'all work off of, everybody kind of is in this thing for themselves and kind of thing. So I kind of have to understand that as well, that even though they might want to work as a team, they got to eat, I got to eat. So why just try to eat with one person when I can make sure everybody eat?
Good job. Like it. Get
it. And you know, okay, so here's the thing. When you're in this industry, you're going to meet all kinds of great people and all kinds of fucked up people, right? But I want to ask you all a question on this because, you know, times, they are changing, right? And all this AI stuff that's coming out, I have heard, now I haven't researched this or anything else yet, so I'm just telling you what I have heard, that there is a program coming out, AI producer for hip-hop artists. And you can, like, put in your music that you've already made or speak what you want to make a song about, and the AI will personalize it to you. I don't know how
I mean,
that.
In retrospect, when you think about it, it's the same way that I feel like it's going to be the same way that it was when AI first tried to do the whole thing with making music and stuff like with the TikToks and everything. So even, and this is a part of, like, I guess, like, trying to make my community, build my own community along the way while I try to get to where I want to be and stuff like that. We've kind of watched, like, these whole AI kind of try to do something and everything, but the one thing that you could tell about AI compared to just the actual artists is those AI usually sound very soulless. And you can always tell when it's soulless, even in the beat and everything.
What I'm saying is, I'm talking about beat.
Same way with a beat, because just even if you have a nice little beat, everything can just be drum melody loop. You can get a drum melody loop anywhere, but just because the AI generates it and stuff like that, I can't. There's a type of groove that you only can create once you have that personalized sound and stuff like that. Once, and it's even just the same way with, like, elevator music. Elevator music can sound generated to a point where any song that you hear on the elevator can sound the exact same. And that's what you're going to start seeing when you see those AI-generated beats. Because at some point, everybody's sending the same song, sending the same type of songs. Everybody's going to get the same type of beat sent back.
Okay.
I feel like everybody's trying to take this. I feel like everybody's trying to take this lazy route to get to where they want to be now, and I don't know. Like, I don't know. Like, it's one of them things where it's like I've been at this for a while, so I've seen right there where it should have been like, okay, that's what it's going to be now. How do we take that and elevate off of that? And then when AI came and it was just like, all right, so now they're going to go right to the computer and everything. I completely knew that wasn't going to last. I just knew it wasn't going to last. It's just something about not putting the actual heart and soul into stuff that you can just tell is not there. I don't know how to explain it.
I get that because I'm going to tell you, Enzo, my acronym, I copyrighted this when I was 14 years old. My acronym for music is Man Understanding Soul Inspired Communication. So when you don't have that soul, it's never going to be music.
Right.
Yep.
That's the way I feel.
It goes into all types of content as well.
Yeah.
But what I'm thinking, dude, is like, so let's just face it, okay? You said you're 26, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm 44. Milton, I'm not going to say how old you are. You can if you want to. But you're older than me.
I'm up age.
Right?
Yeah.
So, anyway, I've seen, like, this next generation that's coming up. Now, my son is, my youngest is 15. My oldest son's 18. And then my daughter's 22, right? So, I can see through their generations, like, how things are starting to come to. And the younger generation does not communicate. That's why their music is trash. A lot of the music is trash. It's not nothing that's going to ever be recognized in the long run. You know what I'm saying? You might get some different fan base, but they don't communicate with each other. Like, it's all just weird.
I definitely understand you on that. And I think that's where I'm trying to laugh at and what I'm doing right now as well. Because outside of music and everything, like you said, my community. So, like, I took a break from really making music and everything to focus literally on live streaming with Twitch and everything. So I've been just doing Twitch for, like, the last 2 years and everything. to the point where, like, you know, I'll make music on stream and everything, just having fun with my community, just building stuff, listening to music, listening to album releases, doing every type of thing and stuff. So it's one thing that I've always understood when it came to doing, like, music and stuff with them is that genuine connection that I have with them, because it's just like, okay, the actual process that they actually can see, they see the actual, like, whole start to finish. Never use some written stuff, always just something that I just straight make right on stream and everything. So they actually get to see the process and actually get to feel it, the actual recording process, mixing, sometimes the whole mastering thing, unless I have to send it to somebody. It's a certain thing that I'm trying to do because, like you said, everybody doesn't communicate. My whole thing is communication. So that's why it's a little bit different now when I sit there and tell people, like, when we're working on stuff, like, this is how I want to do it. This is how I want to make, like, really what I want to do. Because, like, my end goal, whether it's rap, streaming, whatever I happen to do with stuff like that, is just to build the world different. The world is in a negative place right now, and I've always considered myself to be a light in this black and, like, this color in a black and gray world and stuff like the black and white world and stuff like that. It's really hard to do that without, like, the support systems, whatever it may be and stuff like that. But that's why I said earlier, I know it's not my time yet because, like I said, I met Maddie 10 years ago. It's not something that, like, happens overnight. But it's not like I don't know the people that can take me to the level where I need to go and stuff like that. But everything takes time. Right. Everything takes patience. So that's the one thing I learned. And I think also that's the other thing. People don't have patience no more. Everybody wants instant gratification and instant success.
Instant gratification.
And if that's the case, I would have gave all this up a while ago if I wasn't getting really that. But I know it comes with a building thing. And that's really kind of my whole thing about everything.
That's dope. That's dope. I like that.
Let's talk about. Okay, I'm going to play another one of your songs. Which song do you want to play next?
What else you got?
I got For Real.
Do you have Dog Ways?
Starting on the Low. Got what?
Oh, you can do Starting on the Low.
All right. So remember to mute up your phones, everybody. You want to bring it in? Just tell us your name and the name of the song.
What's good? It's your boy Endo. This is my song, Starting on the Low, right here on Shell's radio station.
All right. Sideways with Shell's and Maddie M on Top Star Hip Hop Radio. Let's go. Endo. Okay. So, how much weed were you smoking when you did that song?
That was dope. I was seeing it myself. I'm sorry. That's dope.
No, you good. Appreciate that. Appreciate that. Much love.
Oh, yeah, that's fire right
did
there.
Did you smoke a lot of weed when you made that song, man? Because I was smoking my weed when I made it. And the beat was just wild while you're smoking weed.
You know what's crazy? I'm not even going to lie. I recorded that on a shroom trip.
See?
What?
Yeah, I was tripping shrooms. I was tripping shrooms, and I recorded that entire song on shrooms because that beat just took me to, like, this next level and everything.
Wow.
And that's why, like, it's the other song. The other song, for real, well, whenever we play that, I want to play that next and everything. That song I recorded.
What?
Yeah, that
what?
Same
that's
song
dope.
I recorded that day. I recorded both of those songs that day. And both of those songs, I just, like, really just, like, put everything into my, like, you can, and if you listen to each, like, the words in each of those songs and stuff, it was just like, yo, those were actually, like, I mean, obviously with songs and stuff like that, you know, you put yourself in those positions, you put yourself in those shoes, and then the lyrics and stuff like that, but not with those ones.
You're talented, bro. Just keep that stuff going. Don't give up. Don't give up, man. Because you got your storylines in effect, you know what I'm saying, right after bat, you know. So right there, and for you just to end, and all the stuff that you said earlier, too. Yeah, just keep that going, bro, because that's some fire right there, you know what I'm saying? Yes.
I appreciate that. I really do appreciate that 100%.
No worries.
Yeah, it keeps your attention. Saying, like, you just feel with that song, man. And it makes you think while you're saying the words, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. That's all it does. Yeah. All I kind of, like, try to get to do. And it's just like, I don't know. I just try to stand out from everybody else. That's my biggest thing. And I think, like, at the same time, you may hear, like, some, I always get it. Like, you'll hear some, like, you'll hear a little bit of Drake sounds in my music, and you'll hear a little bit of Ye influence in my music, as well as, like, Logic. But I think a lot of the Logic influence comes from him being from Maryland as well, and, like, being hungry from here. We all kind of have that same drive. So I think seeing how hungry Logic was when he got to where he was and stuff like that really kind of set the bar for, like, knowing that it's possible and everything. And it's just, like, I know once that ball start rolling and I touch it and everything start going, can't nobody touch me. And that's not me being cocky. That's not me being cocky. That's just me knowing who I am. That's just me knowing, like, I put the work in to really get to wherever I want to be at. So, like, when I get there, can't nobody tell me nothing because I worked to get there.
Ooh, that's fire. Yeah, that's fire right there. That's what I'm talking about, Indo. Hey, you guys got to follow Indo, I-N-D-O, all streams. Check them out. Facts.
Yeah, get out your social media info.
So you can find me on Instagram. You can find me on you can find me on Instagram and SoundCloud at Life of Indo, LifeOfIndo, and on Twitter you can find me at Indo, as well as J Walker, JXYWXL WXLKER.
All right.
Because I couldn't find Life of Indo. I think at the time where I made my Twitter, I had my Twitter for like 2 years.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah,
so
you got it going down. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
You got to what you got coming up? Do you have any shows coming up or anything that you're doing?
So let's see. Outside of just doing Twitch and streaming and everything, that's really one of my main focuses and everything is. And the only reason I want to say that's my main focus is because I don't want to force any music out right now. That's my whole thing, because I think I'm at a point now where it's like, I know I got the music to put out, but I got this next rollout in my head how I really want to do it. But I'll kind of, if you mind, let me go in a little bit of detail. I got a little bit of stuff going on my streams and stuff like that where we record music and everything. So a couple of songs that I have been working on stream, I haven't even, like, this is the first time I'm announcing and stuff like that. I'll actually be shooting an actual video for stuff on pretty soon, and just to get a little visuals for stuff that I didn't actually tell people I was going to actually put out originally. Once those are out, I plan to drop an EP sometime in December. Haven't given an official date yet, but the official album will be in summer of next year.
Okay. And then you can come back to Shells and Maddie M's. You can come back to the show, you know, to release everything. You know, right.
I would love to.
We like releases, man. We love him here.
Oh, of course, of course, of course. If there's any place that can get it first, I definitely will give it to the platform that gave me one first.
Yeah, so far. I'm going to tell you this too, man. Okay, so two stories I'm going to tell you real quick, all right? First one is Baltimore. I actually stayed in Baltimore a few months because my mom gave a kidney to my aunt, and we were at Johns Hopkins. So you got to live in like a townhouse right in front of the hospital, and it's rough down there. The motherfucking rats look like are the size of fucking cats. It's crazy. And so like we had to stay down there. You know what I'm saying? That shit was wild down there. Baltimore in the city is off the chain.
But that's
There's
why I said somebody to change their perspective
on
everything
the end part of the city for a reason. You know what I'm saying? That shit's crazy. But I do like water taxis. I do like doing and going over to the Cheesecake Factory and shit. You know? But, yeah. It's a little, I don't know, man. It was wild there. I will say that. I've been everywhere, though, dude. I've traveled to every state on tour. My first tour, I did 36 states in 6 months. You know what I'm saying? So.
I mean, yeah, it's crazy because, like, Baltimore had a good season, like, even with Orioles and everything. So it was like, you know, I thought we was going to have a nice little – we was going to have a little parade, hit 100 wins and everything. Then, boom, Orioles shit the bucket. So now we're just relying on the Ravens. But, I mean, I'm trying to be the next thing that the city can promise about.
There you go.
Right.
Yeah, put that into the future. Put that into the atmosphere.
You see?
You know?
All I do is just speak my man. I'm just trying to speak my manifestations into the world, you know?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Salute. That's how you do it, Indo. Just like that. Just like that.
Yeah. Yeah. So... we're going to do a sideways rewind. That's
okay.
Where we go back and play a clip from a guest that we've had on the show before. I just took them randomly.
That's dope.
It's going to pull up. This is crazy.
It won't pull up?
Well, sometimes, like, when I go to put in what? There it is.
Smoking my weed right now. Right. What I got right here.
So this is Rapid Fire Bullfade. So give this a listen, too, man. But this is my we have Rapid Fire on here. He's from Columbia, South Carolina. And it's RAPIDFIRE, Diamond Boys. And this one's called It's a Sideways Rewind.
Get up.
Another Diamond Boys exclusive. Hey, you know what we doing, man? Pull up. We get money every day, all day. I got smokers up and down this hallway. Phones jumping out the gym, just his own call way. All these guns for insurance, you can call us all state. Carolina, where we at, but they gon' feel us in all state. My chameleon put me anywhere, I've been like ball bait. Used to shop at Teddy's crib, but now I'm stepping ball man. Every nigga who don't like me, swear to God, they all lame. Yeah, they yapping, but the chopper make them leave they draw lane. Catch them lacking, we can act to swing that stick is ball bait. Ain't no cap inside my rap respect. What I call fame. Y'all just do it for the net emoji faces, y'all tame. Why you say you smoking off? You know that's your dog thing. You wasn't never in the spot whenever them laws came. Oh man, you need to stop it. All of my business, but you ain't copping. Throw some water, let's see if it's shocking. I got some hitters that come through a mouth. Yeah, yeah, and we popping. Talking plugs, what I got off. Everybody wants some power, but can't seem to find the socket. I've been puffing on the sour, stepping in Balenciaga. Never press for conversation if it ain't about a dollar. Smokers up and down these hallways. Phones jumping out the gym, just his own callway. All these guns for insurance, you can call us all state. Carolina, where we at, but they gon' feel us in all state. My chameleon put me
I turn them to an appetite. Yeah, we get money every day, all day. I got smokers up and down these hallways. Phones jumping out the gym, just his own hallway. All these guns for insurance, you can call us all day. Carolina, where we at, but they gon' feel us in all states. A million put me anywhere, I blend like ball face. Used to shop at Teddy's crib, but now I'm stepping ball face. Every nigga who don't like me, swear to God, they all lame.
That was Rapid Fire, Ball Fade. What'd you think of him?
I actually like that. I can tell the Southern influence on that one. It sounded like a little bit of the, like 3-6 influence on that one a lot. I really fought with 3-6 a lot, too.
So.
That, he's got his music, man. He's got a story. Everybody's got a story, you know what I'm saying?
Of course.
You meet a lot of people, and everybody's got a story. Some are more interesting than others, but everybody's got a story. You know?
Of course, it all is about. It's the thing about it is everybody got a story, and the thing is, it's like once one person that is important enough reads it and tells other people about it, that's when everybody wants to read the story.
Yeah. Facts. All right, so tell me about this song For Real we're getting ready to listen to.
So For Real, going back to the same thing with Starting on a Low. That was a day. That was a shroom trip and everything. For Real, I recorded in the sense of I was really close to just, like, completely stopping the rap. Like, I just kind of thought about it. Like, I just rather just do my live streaming and my Twitch and everything because it was the one thing that was working. Like, I hate to say it and stuff like that. Being a growing artist, it does suck when, like, for years you don't see that much success. And then when you do kind of venture off to something else and you see more success than something you did for years, it do kind of just, like, put a weird little feeling in your stomach and everything. But that don't always end up mean the end of your story for what you was chasing really just stops. It just means that you had to do something before you got to where you want to go. So this whole idea with For Real and everything is just me sitting back, just thinking about really just like almost giving up and then just being like, but, you know, I still got it in me. I can't just stop. So that's kind of the whole mindset with that one.
Gotcha. All right. Let's play, Endo, For Real. Let's hear it. Let's go.
Yo, it's like I sit back and think about this rap shit, and everybody like, why you want to stop? And sometimes, you know, it's just hard to keep going with this shit. But look, man, I'ma go get it for real. Niggas still want them a deal. I just been chasing the money. I don't care how niggas fail. I'ma go get it for real. I'ma go get her for real, I'ma go get her for real, I'ma go get her for real, think it's my time just to run it up. I went away and they had some fun. It is my time and them niggas mad. These niggas mad and they had enough. But I get it for real, 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 real. Still need a deal, 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 deal. Bro told me run it up, get all this money. I'ma go get it, man, ain't this shit funny. I'ma go straight to the top of my squad. Me, Batman, Damo, Gunny. My niggas real, 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 real. Fuck how you feel, 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 feel. Niggas ain't poppin' unless they pop a bean. Not in the league, but I stay on the screen. Hoes in my DMs, been pictures to me. Need your voice in my ear, your dick in my spleen. Like, damn, I'ma go run it up, do it from a cam. Brody told me run it up, nigga, goddamn. Said that I'ma run it up, nigga, cause I can. I'm a top tier rapper, I'ma charge them boys a band. Look, hard to plan this shit. When you passionate, they can never understand. When you get a grip, then you let it rip. Niggas in your face, you not my man. I'ma go fuck it up, fuck all the Grammys. I know they will not show you why I'm the man. I'm really ballin', no, I don't gotta fuss because all these niggas know I really am. This is the plan for real. Run it up, damn, for real. I am the man for real. Niggas get to talking like they really ever about it. You niggas talking, y'all ain't got no options. You niggas talking like you really popping. You niggas talking like you really got it. My nigga be real. Y'all niggas really ain't chasing the money. I'ma go straight to the top of my squad. Me, Batman, Damo, Gunny. I am the man, not just a rapper, they don't understand. I'm just a nigga with power instead. Can't take an L, I learned lessons instead. My nigga be real.
All right, that's fire.
And that is for real.
Hey, that's some fire right there. Oh yeah, I can rock on that shit too. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that's fire right there. Yep. So, but the lyrics too.
Yeah.
Oh shit, that's just fire.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Sorry.
I'll you know what I'm saying? Shit. Are you talking to yourself over there with the phone on mute?
Yeah. Well, I was doing that. Well, I had that all. I got all entangled in making my bowl of Cinnamon Toast Crunch, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. Hey, no, hey, the beat was sick, the lyrics were sick, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. Yes, sir.
Dude,
yes, sir.
This
I really appreciate
this
it.
This is
really
my time for,
so
like,
much.
I'm not trying to, like, smack my lips and shit. You know, I'm sorry about that. But, yeah. On Wednesdays, man, Endo, I relax, I chill out, and I listen to people's stories and their music, and it's just awesome. But sometimes I get the munchies. You know?
Nah, I get that same.
Yeah. So, Cinnamon Toast Crunch is calling my name. Anyway.
Always.
So I was saying.
I'm fucking so high right now. If I even go in my kitchen to eat in my little kitchen, that little area, and eat, it's going to be shameful. It's going to be not even good right now. You know what I'm saying? It's just a small area, and I'll make a mess like a pig. You know what I'm saying? You know, we're men. We make messes, you know what I'm saying? Especially when we're high, we're not thinking because we're hungry. You know, we want to devour of it. You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I am not trying to think about no food right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need some more. You're smoking too.
No, yeah. Well, I'm smoking. You know, I'm smoking.
Yeah.
You said I can smoke.
My hashtag, Endo, my hashtag is Shellhig. Shellhig. Y'all can Google that with the hashtag in front of it, and all my shit will come out. But yeah, I love weed. Back. On my map,
no,
I definitely
having a
like,
name, and though I gotta kind of make sure that I do be able to outsmoke a lot of people. So that's always a thing that I like sticking to. It's not really that many people that can outsmoke me.
Uh-oh.
Oh man, I like a challenge.
That's cool. I'm always about a challenge. I'm always about a challenge. I'm always. Hey.
I'm gonna hold you to it too. I'm gonna hold you guys to it.
That's a bet. That's a bet. That's definitely a bet.
We'll have a smoke out one day. We'll see.
Facts.
Milton will fucking lose because he'll get high and close his eyes.
Oh, you know my eyes is gone right now. You know what I'm saying? Got one gone right now. But, you know, the other one's staying open. You know what I'm saying?
Got that, what's his name? Forrest Whitaker.
Yeah.
It's like it's the lazy one. It's like the left one is good, but the other one is like lazy. You feel me? They're like, what's going on?
Gotcha.
I have like nothing. I'm just nothing. You know what I'm saying? He's lazy. He'll open up later on.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So, pretty much, I'm kind of excited to see what your new music is. It sounds like you're getting ready that you've got something coming you're working on that's kind of different than what you normally doing is what it sounds like to me, right? You're switching it up a little bit, right?
Yeah, so I think I want to touch more. I tried to do it before with, like, my last project and everything, touch a real. I know you like hearing stories, so I guess this is perfect. But my last project I dropped last year, I dropped, I think, in July or August of last year. I dropped that right after, you know, not wanting to be here anymore. I had to actually go check myself in and go get help and everything because, like, I literally didn't want to be here and everything. I actually almost took the steps to, you know, taking my life and everything. To the point where
welcome
it was
back,
like,
brother.
You know,
welcome back.
I appreciate it.
You got it. You got
but,
it.
But, you know,
God is good.
It became one of them things where it was like, is everything I'm doing worth it? You know, I had a son. I mean, this is like, you know, my son was just about to be turning three last year. So This is around before he even turned three. So this is the summit. This is June 16th. This is June 16th last year. I had to go check myself in because I didn't want to be there and everything. But I came home. I got right into the booth. And I tried to get this personal as I could about everything that was going on in my life and everything. And it hit different. It helped me. It helped me figure out a lot more of, like, myself and everything, and it also helped me be more comfortable opening up because along with going through that experience and having something to talk about, I also, and it sounds weird, but, like, when I streamed and I talked about what was going on, people actually listened and cared, and I actually saw that people understanding what was going on with me and my story and stuff like that and actually – like connecting with me because of it and everything. So now it's like I have people that are subscribed to my channel for over like a year and a half now. So it's just like people who've literally been locked on me for a while and just like seen his growth and everything. So that's kind of where this next one is, where it's just like the growth side, like the growth part, where now I get to, so I get to showcase now, because I haven't seen that negative side of depression and everything since last year, honestly. So like now I'm able to look into things in a more positive, way better lifestyle, working a better job than ever and everything. Everything is just looking on the up and up. I know what I'm doing right now is going to work out because I'm putting in the right moves to make it. So now it's like, now that I can do this, there's no stopping me. I know next year, everybody's going to know Endo. You can quote me on that. You can take my last dollar on that when the world is going to know Endo next year. I know that. And now it's just
about... You got some fire, bro.
It's just about now just doing what I have to do now to get to that point. So that's why I said, like, you said the communication in that aspect. Nobody likes to talk. I'm on TikTok, Twitch, wherever I can get my voice.
Keep on
heard,
bugging them.
You can find
keep on
me.
Bugging them. And keep on bugging them. And if they don't want to talk because these people out there, they're young, right? Because remember, everyone is jealous of everyone, right? So you got to be that individual to be extra, right? So if people's not calling back, keep on calling, voicemail, you know what I'm saying, text message. If you got to show up, you know what I'm saying, so they see that, okay, he's about his shit. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? You got to show that effort. You know what I'm saying? You get that effort in, that effort's going to pay off. If it's, even if it's 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, 10 years, whatever it is, the effort's going to pay off. You feel me? So don't ever give up, man. Now you're a father. You feel me? You're a father. So now it's even bigger. It's bigger than you. It's bigger than a lot of people right now. You feel me? So now you're already thinking of yourself as up there in the sky, and that's the way you got to be. You know what I'm saying? Like over a millionaire. You know what I'm saying? Like, how can I put it? Like you already.
So
there,
I, so I got you on that one. So I got you on that one. I'll give you one better. So I have a theory. And this is how I know, like, this is why I said, like, everything happens for a reason. There was a reason I didn't make it when I was 16. There was a reason why I make it when I was 18. There was a reason why I didn't make it at 21. There's a reason why I didn't make it at 23. 26 is the year when Jay-Z and Kanye both got on. Those are the two of the biggest artists and two of the biggest legends in the game right now. That 26 was, Drake didn't even start hitting his real good peak until 26. So now I'm right there at my 26. Where this is either going to be the year where I show, well, next year going into where I show my peak, or this is why I show them that I'm going to be a legend in this shit. And that's how I look at next year. So that's why it's like all gas, no brakes going next year. That's why I said they're going to know me next year. I know that for a fact.
That part with the streaming too. So you know what I'm saying? So even with the streaming, that's major right there. You feel me? With the streaming itself, you know what I'm saying? So that's just watching. You feel me? They just got to go to your channel and watch. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Or subscribe.
And I feel like that's the part of me that I like. That's why I like being a kind of musician as well as a streamer, because some people, as a fan of music, as a fan of rappers, whoever, and stuff like that, I would love to see what my favorite musicians are doing on their spare time. You know what I mean?
What is your favorite musicians?
My favorite musicians? Eminem, Drake, Childish Gambino, KRS-One, and Big Pun.
Okay, that's nasty. Okay.
If I'm considering people that I listen to, but if I'm going on, like, top five, if we're going to talk, like, statistical-wise and stuff like that, that's a whole other topic.
Okay. There you go. All
but those are who have been in my constant – oh, but, I mean, there's other artists that are in my constant rotation and everything, like NBA YoungBoy, Lucky – so it's like I keep my ears to stuff that like still pertains to now and everything, but it's like certain stuff just gets me into that zone to really like figure what I want to figure out lately and everything. So that's why I've been trying to touch base on what's really hitting me to like get to those next levels and stuff. That's why I just, that's why I said, like, I haven't been really trying to force no music, because once I start forcing stuff, that's when I start feeling like the formula's not working, unless, like, you know, that's why people kind of tend to do, like, asinine things to get that credibility or their clout out, because that just seems to be the way to get that attention and stuff out there. Like, it's ironic enough. I watched the Jussie Smollett documentary yesterday for some strange reason. I don't know why. But that whole thing was because, like, they were going to take his role off, and the only reason that they would give him back is if he got his name and some publicity. And all that shit blew up right in his face. So that's why I started thinking. I was like, why do the most when if you can't get it genuine, what's the point of doing it? So that's why I just try to do the most genuine approach to everything that I do. That's why it's like, in order to get that more genuine experience and exposure and stuff like that, you can't be like anybody else.
Right, just about yourself. And it's like you said, you know, you're already going to stand out because you're different anyway. Because I think as an MC, you know, for all the other things that you do, you're different automatically, right? So, you know what I'm saying? You're going to stand out most definitely, because they're going to be seeing, like, yo, he doing everything. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? And that makes you unstoppable. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? So you're like a shining star, right? Right? That just in the cloud, just the shining. You feel me? And when you get there, you know what I'm saying? Salute, my friend. Salute, my friend. You know what I'm saying? And we'll
I love your high ass. Fuck it up. I love your high.
I know you're just listening to me. You just let me talk. Oh my gosh. Hey, we're going to be drinking up, though, Indo, most definitely.
Of course.
Salute. Salute.
Oh, Indo, man, we have fun on this show, dude. I miss Maddie. Maddie's 22.
Yeah, Maddie can tell you. Maddie is, I'm not going to lie, Maddie can tell you stories from, like, when I was, like, a kid rapping against, like, grown-ass men, bodying men, undefeated streaks on battle rap. Like, that's what I was on type of thing at 16. So it's like, I've always been hungry, and I was just like, the best way to explain it is now I just have the finances to feed my hunger.
That's sad right there. That's
well.
I hate getting to that point too, because it's like, you know, like it makes you sound like, you know, conceited, cocky, and stuff like that. But it's like, you can't go into this thinking that, you know,
can't be confident. You're confident. That's what it is.
Of course. Yeah, it's not
conceited or cocky. It's confident.
You just got to know your level. You know what I'm saying? You know
because,
saying?
I mean,
you
like you
your
said,
level.
You're the one putting the work into it, and you know what you're out to do. So you know what's
right.
Right?
Like, I know. Once I, like, learned my worth, and I just realized that, like, it's not going to – like, I just always been the type to not really refuse – I refuse to take, like, a handout kind of thing. So it's like, I'm going to put my own work forward and stuff like that. Like I said,
there
like,
you
now I'm able to get – I'm able to start putting the right moves to getting what I need to have and done. But it's just one of the things where – I mean
– one thing I learned about
you. You sit back and think about, like, losing out on years and stuff that you kind of – spent doing something, and you think, like, damn, was this a waste of time and everything? But then it's like the one.
I had a couple marriages like that.
What?
I know what you're saying.
I'm already in. Shut up.
I think we all know what you're talking about there.
Yeah, so it's like, right? It's like, but then also it's that thing where it's like, you're going down you're mining for diamonds, and then as soon as you give up and walk away was when you just needed to hit it just a little bit more to crack through.
And I've been telling you that shit for all your life. What are you talking about? OG.
Yeah,
it's me.
OG?
Hey, what's up, OG? What's up, drama?
What up?
What's up, OG?
What's Gucci?
Salute, Matt Drama.
Is that the OG?
Yeah, that's the OG right here.
What's good, Mac?
Who's all up in this bitch today?
Just me, me and Shells and Indo. Just us three.
Who's me? Who's this?
This is Milton. Fuck it up.
Oh, what's up?
What's up?
I'm good. Indo, what's up?
How you
doing,
Mac? What's going on, OG? Just seeing you and Maddie in the automatic V.
Yeah, this motherfucker. hey, do y'all know, y'all, if y'all, how many of y'all ever lived on the West Coast? I've been out here.
I'm on the West Coast.
Oh, yeah, Milton. They're out there.
Milton, you know how niggas get when they fucked up, right?
Say again, come.
You know when they drink, those... right?
Yeah.
That's how Maddie is. Maddie is a white nigga.
Is he gone?
Nah, I'm gone? About to kill this nigga today. Are he gonna kill me? I love this nigga. But listen, he wakes up to a fifth of vodka for breakfast every day. A pint. No, what's that big one called? What's it called?
You know, it's 1.4 liter.
I'm sorry, 1.4 liter vodka. Who does that? What do you mean? I swear to God, he wakes up, he needs to drink it. I mean, this nigga is out of his mind. My brother's been crazy. And then I got to keep like I'm his bitch. OD. Not my dick. Hey, bro, I'm about to jump because he says jump. Hey, you know me. Enzo, you know me. Millie, you'll get to know me. Y'all know damn well how I am. You tell me to go left, I'm going right.
Can't wait.
You tell me to go right, I'm going left. You tell me to stop, I'm going. You tell me to go, I stop. You know me. But now, we haven't spent a bit time in this room. Tonight is last night out. And me and him been doing our own 10-17 turn up. we crashed a corporate party.
That's fine. That's fine.
And then the chick tried to talk to me. I said, Miss, you see I'm wearing this turban, right? I'm from Saudi Arabia. I can't talk to females.
Yeah, that's
fine. I was like, if he's my country, I cut your head off. She was mad. Y'all can't leave. I said, what are you? And we had like a $500 chat. We didn't pay shit. Fuck it. Anyway, I'm going to interrupt the show. Shelly, what's going on? What y'all talking about?
Yeah. I was just cool. Let me just cut it up.
Maddie, you're muted.
Maddie?
You're muted.
Yo, sorry, guys.
I'm muted, that drunk nigga. Here we go, Maddie. He's one of the co-owners. I'm
bringing
the
phone. Thinking that you were on here, Maddie.
Anyway. Yo, listen, so I hope you played Endo's music because, honestly, he's one of the best rappers of all time. True that.
We played it.
He got shot.
Yeah.
No, real talk.
Hey, Endo, how old are you?
I'm 26 now.
Tell them how fucking you discovered you.
I was just talking about it. I was talking about it back when I was like 15, 16.
That's real talk, man. We found you when you were 15, dog, or whatever, 17.
Maddie, you and OG are too close to each other because you're echoing.
Yeah, that nigga don't want me to use my phone. He's on my page and my hip. Anyway, it was 15 when I discovered him.
Yo, man, yo, we both happen to have them.
You helped put them together, but I discovered them.
Anyways, Endo, I'm proud of you, man. The music you make is something special, dog. Like, it's truly special.
He should be a battle rapper, y'all.
I know. We
that's
had him.
That's what I'm saying, Maddie.
Hey, you want to battle me? I'm Endo, what's up?
I ain't going to lie, OG. I ain't in a battle rapper no more, OG.
I know, but I'm sure. Hey, to me, he's gonna always be that little ass kid. He's a man now, but I know people say, "Yo, even my own kids, I see my son, my little baby. I don't see him grow that man, he's grown that foot. I see my baby. That's how I look for you, and those like my son. You know what I mean? Yo, you're one of my little babies. Hey, y'all, he was signed before he could be legally signed.
Yeah.
He's a 10-17 freestyle artist signed for life. So all these new people Gucci been signing, and it was before all these niggas who get sacrificed to the devil. Okay? Y'all know what time it is. Really?
So I'm telling them, man. I'm telling them. I got a lot planned. I got a lot planned going forward. I think like next year.
Hey, y'all, happy
10-17.
This is October 10-17 month. Wherever it don't matter. It's 10-17. We kicking it tonight, tomorrow. This whole fucking month is turn up. What? It's 10-17 month of time, man. And y'all somebody. Oh, get up, get up,
get up. Yeah, I gotta step out. I'm gonna
call her
back.
You don't know me, after mama.
Man, he's noisy even over here, man.
Yeah, and
yo,
check
so
it out.
Shells, how's the show going,
on,
man?
How old am I, Shelly? I'm 69 years old, and I'm just turning 69. What's up, Shelly? 69, what's up? And I'm not talking about that little rat motherfucker. I'm talking about real 69. Flip it. I'm playing with you. I would never talk like this back in the day. Remember, Endo? I was like, he's a kid. He can't talk like that. Remember? I just used to myself. Remember? Endo. So,
I think he said he'll be back.
He could take the wave. I'm like a tsunami. When I come through, I watch shit over. Y'all better get used to me. Y'all see something phenomenal? I'm on any major artist Instagram. Hold on.
Maddie,
Listen. Shit. I'm fucking echo. I go on any major rapper's Instagram, and any of y'all don't know me, Google Mac M-A-C-K Drama, bitches, and you'll know who the fuck I am. I go on any major rap artist's Instagram. When they see me, they end their lives. I'm that much of a motherfucking influencer to fear. You dig? I make Suge Knight seem like motherfucking Mother Teresa. Believe that. And that's not a threat. That's a promise, because I can check my mind. And I love that I love. When you come against us, you'll be a history motherfucking man. But that's it, Shelly.
No, you shut the fuck up.
You shut up. In the show, I mean, go. We done. Hang up. Let's shut the show. We fucked up.
Hey, say that shit, OG. Say that shit, OG.
Yeah, do that. All right,
hey,
guys.
We love y'all, bro.
Party.
Tell
hey,
Endo,
we're
going to
party. We're going to party.
Yeah, love you too, Endo. Yo, Shells, love your ass too. I love you, Milton. Yo, hell of a shit. Get by.
Hey, Shelly, I love you, but I was serious about the 69, you know? So you can decide. Shut the fuck up, nigga. You look at your wife right here. She gets 69 in the LP too, nigga. Nigga, I got almost a 10-inch cock when it stops, nigga. Shut the fuck up. I'm out. It's all you, Shelly.
Endo's gonna be calling back though. He's gonna get back with us.
Oh,
yeah. Oh shit! I gotta get some. I gotta get high some more. Where's the weed? Oh shit! Good shit.
Yeah.
We're still here.
We're still here, man. Yeah.
So should we do like a old gem, like another one, like we did like an old one, like a rewind?
Yeah, and I think I'm gonna call it a night. I'm gonna wrap it up.
Right now, you wanna wrap it up now?
No,
I'm gonna
play another song.
Okay, I'll play another song.
That's what I'm doing.
Let's see. Oh. You don't know my name. Let's do that, Cali. You don't know my name. Ooh, you got that. Ooh, girl.
Dear God.
Rocking. That'd be dope.
Mom, set me to pull up.
I'm going to let it pull up.
You don't know?
Yeah, you don't know my name.
Yeah. Okay. Got it.
Never mind they own, money never long. Somehow I'm always wrong, that's why I made this song. I had to let you know that business is going on, what the fuck you been
rhyme, my nigga, I make it bleed. Like red bottoms dump you out on the concrete. Side streets, I dipped on them, empty out the mag on them. So California on my way, surface swag on. Stay focused on them goals and we can got that bag on. They faking, trying to brag, but you really don't. So stop acting like you do.
I need my Cali. But yeah.
Well, I think it's been a good show.
It's been an excellent show.
Enjoyed the music. Yeah, and I'm super tired and I'm super high and I want to get off here. And it's super cold outside.
I'm super blazed. thank you guys. Thanks for our listeners. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
OG Mac got on with us. Maddie Matt on vacation got on with us. So, you know, that's super lit. You know what I'm saying? So that's crazy. So I'm freaking high. I'm too high right now. I'm thinking.
Well,
yeah. What's up with Indo? Do you think he's? I don't know. He said he's gonna call back. But
I don't know. It's cool though. We got his music played. So that's the thing.
Oh, yeah. You got some music to play?
No, we played his music. That's what I'm saying. I'm just going to go ahead and wrap it up for the night, guys.
I know. That's what you do. You wrap it up. You play the Cali. I thought you were wrapping it up with the Cali.
We are. We're wrapping it up.
Okay, let's wrap it up. Let's wrap it up. Do you want, hey, tell you, why don't you play your song?
Yeah. We'll play Paranoia on the way out for sure.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Hey, follow Shells. Maddie Mac, right? And just follow Maddie Mac show sideways.
Follow Fuck It Up.
Fuck it up. Fuck it up. Yeah. I'm fucking high. Love you guys. Love you guys. Thanks for, staying with us. And, we'll be back next week. You know?
Oh, yeah. All right. Good night. Much love.
Good night. Much love. Love you, show.
Love you, too.
Why you act so paranoid? Thinking what you do. Where I still kill somebody, them boys looking for you. You out here trying to hang out, you wired up, fool. Know they listen to every conversation that we do. Both homeboys, they homegirls, all went to jail. Now I get the picture, nigga. You out here telling we chase you off the block. You can't even go home until you 6 feet deep. You better stay gone.
Create a strap on my side. Everywhere I go, she does right. So if people start talking funny, like out the neck on the side, I'll caress her the way that she likes to be. One finger on the trigger while your eyes are on me. You started acting funny, as if a memory. When I found that you are my actual enemy. Hold your loved ones close and your enemies closer. If paranoia is setting in, grab a Glock and I'll show ya. If you pull your Glock out, I will pull my strap out. Why you acting paranoid? Yeah, you really fucked up, never gonna front up, boy. You're gonna be destroyed. You're paranoid, boy. And they're coming after you. You're paranoid, boy. It's my boys in red and blue. If you pull your Glock out, I will pull my strap out. Why you acting paranoid? Yeah, you really fucked up, never gonna front up, boy. You're gonna be destroyed. You're paranoid, boy. And they're coming after you. You're paranoid, boy. If my boy's in red and blue. Your problem with me is my problem with you. You got paranoia and a line issue. You sit there and you have no idea what I say. You think this is a game? Well, then let's just fucking play. I promise paranoia will soon fade away. I speak nothing but facts. Just watch what I say. Feeling weak in the knees with a bitter taste. Paranoia destroys you as you fall on your face.
This nigga acting paranoid, he acting like a bitch. I'm starting to believe that he might even be a snitch. Cause don't make me dig a ditch and throw your body in that shit. Damn it, you collider, Rolly, get rid of the evidence on Crip. I put that ass in some concrete shoe. Reported missing shark tip, they ain't gon' never find you. Before I end up in the FEDs, I get rid of a wink, leak, and put my mind at ease.
If you pull your Glock out, I will pull my strap out. Why you acting paranoid? Yeah, you really fucked up, never gonna front up, boy. You're gonna be destroyed. You're paranoid, boy. And they're coming after you. You're paranoid, boy. It's my boys in red and blue. If you pull your Glock out, I will pull my strap out. Why you acting paranoid? Yeah, you really fucked up, never gonna front up, boy. You're gonna be destroyed. You're paranoid, boy. And they're coming after you. Why you acting paranoid? Paranoid. Yeah, you're gonna be destroyed. Be destroyed.